time, but cloudiness in Chile, the high 36. This is WAKY meteorologist Jeff Morrow.
Currently in Louisville, we have 26 degrees, partly cloudy skies, as Wacky takes you back to the week ending January 28, 1966, on this week's edition of 4th Street Countdown. 79A. Well, welcome to 4th Street Countdown. I'm Leonard Yates, and I have all the hits for you tonight from the Wacky Super Hit Survey for the week ending January the 28th, back in 1966, 18 years ago today in Louisville. And, of course, I imagine you recognize the pick hit of the week, the Mamas and Papas, of course. It's hard to believe it was ever a pick hit, right? As classic a record as it became, number one hit, and, of course, still getting a lot of airplay today. But California Dreamin', the pick hit 18 years ago this week in Louisville. Well, we have some surprises, as always, in our top 40 hits. In fact, we have 10 records making their debut on this Wacky Super Hit Survey for the weekend in January 28, 1966. And we have some great artists featured. We've got the Beatles on here tonight, Elvis, the Beach Boys, just a multitude of big names. Roy Orbison shows up on this countdown, the Rolling Stones, the Four Seasons, to mention just a few. But as always, we have a few little surprises, Louisville Hits National Bomb snuck in by some artists you may or may not remember. We'll be running down the jockey jottings were featured on this survey, and they were written by Bill Crisp for this week 18 years ago. Following the number one song tonight, our feature, which will be on Jerry Lee Lewis's Greatest Live Show LP, which was released back in late 1964, recorded in 1963. That will follow the number one song tonight, and song number 40 will follow this message in about 60 seconds right here at WAKY. WAKY 618 at Wacky, the Four Seasons, working my way back to you. That was debuting at number 39, way back 18 years ago this week in Louisville. Before that, you heard Frank Sinatra. It was a very good year. That was number 40, dropping from number 37 on the Wacky Super Hit Survey for the week ending January 28, 1966. And we've got lots more music and fun to come. Of course, our feature following the number one record tonight. I already had a couple of calls on that. Jerry Lee Lewis's Greatest Live Show LP. And that'll come up somewhere after the number one song, probably around 8:15 or so tonight on 4th Street. Just a moment. We have another song that was debuting 18 years ago this week in Louisville by a group who were American, who went to England, had some success, and had a couple of hit records in America. They're coming up next on 4th Street. Hey! There's a group you may not have heard in a while, the Sun Rays and Andrea. Their biggest national hit came in about number 41 on the national charts, number 37 in Louisville, though, 18 years ago, dropping from 33. Now, their record before that was a very minor national record, went top 10 locally, a song called I Live for the Sun. Before that, you heard the Walker Brothers, the group that were American, went to England, had some success, and then some American success. Their second hit record, My Ship Is Coming In, was debuting at number 38 at Wacky, the week ending January 28, 1966. As you're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown, playing all the great Wacky oldies for you from 18 years ago this week. Keep in mind, our feature tonight on 4th Street, we'll be having Jerry Lee Lewis's Greatest Live Show LP. That was recorded in 1963, released in late 1964 originally. Next week on 4th Street Countdown, we're going to be going, well, not back quite as far, actually. We'll be going to the weekend of January the 30th, 1969, next week on 4th Street Countdown. Feature 1 week from tonight will feature the music of Phil Spector. Now, of course, Phil didn't do too much singing other than with the Teddy Bears. Of course, we'll be featuring the songs that Phil wrote and produced throughout his illustrious career. That's next week on 4th Street Countdown, as we turn our attention to a song that was debuting at number 36 in Louisville. Sonny and Cher and Song 36 in Louisville 18 years ago, the week ending January 28, 1966. What Now, My Love? And we're ready for a little bit of a novelty tune coming up next on 4th Street. In fact, a little bit of poking fun at one of the top TV shows that made its debut, I believe, second season, early 1966. But first, at 6:30, we're Wacky, WAKY Louisville. I don't know who he is. We have 27 before 7 at WAKY. You're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown. And a fairly minor national hit, only made it to number 66, Batman, Jan and Dean's version. That debuting at number 35. Of course, Batman was everywhere in early 1966. And as well as on television, of course, all the souvenirs, the T-shirts, all the memorabilia, lunchboxes, etc. Several songs did well. The Batman theme, Neil Hefti's version. The Marquettes had a version that did very well on the charts. And locally, a version of a song called Batman and Robin by the Spotlights, a Louisville hit national bomb, also did well with the Batman theme. As we're taking a look at all the hits in Louisville 18 years ago this week on this week's edition of 4th Street Countdown, song number 34, as we take a look at a song that was recorded a year earlier by Mick Jagger's girlfriend. In fact, the song was given to her first, but a year later, the Stones reclaimed it, released it as a single for themselves. It's 20 before 7 at WAKY. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown, and we're counting down the hits for you for the weekend in January 28, 1966, this week on 4th Street. And just heard Uptight, Stevie Wonder debuting at number 33. In fact, he was still little Stevie Wonder in 1966. You may recall the song Uptight was taken by Bill Cosby about a year later in 67. And, of course, the lyrics were reworked to Little Old Man, and that became a big hit for Bill Cosby then in 67. For that, the Rolling Stones, As Tears Go By, that was number 34, dropping from 24. As I mentioned, you might recall the Marianne Faithfull version that was out in early 1965. She was Mick Jagger's girlfriend for a while and had quite a few hits. As Tears Go By, her first American hit. Well, we still have the top 32 hits for you from 18 years ago this week, as well as our feature on 4th Street Tonight, which is on Jerry Lee Lewis's Greatest Live Show LP, which goes back as far as the recording to 1963, the release in 1964. We'll give you some more information on that right after we get to the number one song tonight. And voting is underway for the 1984 HARP Awards. Now, HARP stands for Help Autism Through Radio Personalities. Your votes at 25 cents each will benefit children with autism or related handicap conditions that are served by the Louisville School for Autistic Children. Voting is going on now through February the 5th at local savings and loan associations, record shops, Arby's, or right here at the Wacky Studios. Business hours, I believe, around 9 to 5 during the week. The presentation of the awards will be Saturday, February the 18th at Oxmoor Center. Now, what's interesting about this is they've got this contest for radio personalities broken down into divisions, like morning drive, you know, afternoon drive personalities, night personalities, and, would you believe, even weekend personalities, which means I guess yours truly could even have a chance at this if a lot of you went out and put your 25 cents in the envelope and voted, and it's all for a good cause for the autistic children. So keep that in mind. The HARP Awards, that contest, and going on right now through February the 5th. As we turn our attentions to song number 32, Billy Riley originally recorded this in the late 1950s. Do you remember the 1966 version? About 13 before 7 at WAKY. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown. Then Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, at song number 31, Zorba the Greek. And that was back the flip side. Tijuana Taxi also doing fairly well for Herb and the Brass back in early 1966. Before that, Domingo Samudio recording as Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Red Hot, debuting at number 32 in Louisville 18 years ago this week. As we continue to move up toward the number one song in Louisville from 18 years ago this week on the Wacky Super Hit Survey, well, the halftime score of the Super Bowl was Raiders 21, the Redskins 3. Sounds about the way Super Bowls have been going of late. Maybe you'd be just as well to keep it right here on WAKY and listen to all the great oldies from 1966. And following the number one song tonight, we'll have our feature tonight on 4th Street, Jerry Lee Lewis's Greatest Live Show. Now, that was recorded way back in 1963, and he did a powerhouse show in the early 1960s. We'll talk some more about that later, as well as run down all the wacky DJs for you around the number 10 song. That is the Wacky DJs who were in town 18 years ago this week in Louisville. Right now we have the AccuWeather forecast for you. It's looking like this. Increasing cloudiness tonight with a low of 18, although temperatures could rise later on tonight. Now for Monday, cloudy with a chance of light snow or even some freezing rain, probably changing to rain late in the day, and a high of 34. I don't like that. My hilly drive does not like freezing rain at all. Very difficult. And then for Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a few showers, still possible. The high on Tuesday around 36 degrees. Currently partly cloudy skies, 26 degrees in Louisville. Here's song number 30, up from number 40 18 years ago today. Those are the Toys and Attack. Song number 29 in Louisville 18 years ago this week is here with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown. Now, Attack was dropping from number 17. You may remember the Toys from the fall of 1965. Their monster hit went to number 2 nationally, called A Lover's Concerto. And a couple of other records after Attack, which also went top 20 nationally, as it did locally here. However, I think that was their last chart appearance locally, that is, with Attack in early 1966. Then before that, you heard the Super Supremes, My World is Empty Without You. That was number 30, up from number 40 on its way into the top 5 locally. So we still have the top 28 hits in Libba for the week ending January the 28th, 1966, this week on 4th Street. Then following the number 1 song tonight, we'll be having our 4th Street feature, Jerry Lee Lewis's Greatest Live Show. We'll also be running down the wacky jockey jottings that were written by Bill Crisp for this week back 18 years ago, and also run down the list of wacky DJs who were in town somewhere around the top 10, usually around the number 10, number 9 song on 4th Street. But we're about to bring the first hour of 4th Street Countdown to a close with our first, well, all the way Louisville hit national bomb. We had Janet Dean's Batman down there that only went to number 66 nationally, but this next song did not make the national charts, went all the way into the top 10 locally, and it's a good one.
79, wacky
coming up on 2 after 7, you're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown as we're entering the second hour of 4th Street tonight, playing back all the wacky hits from the Super Hit Survey for the week ending January the 28th back in 1966. The Kinks, a well-respected man, was debuting at number 27, a group that was in town about a week or so ago. Caught their show not this year, but the year before when they were in town. Before that, you heard a Louisville hit, National Bomb, from Jerry Diamond, went top 10 locally, a song called Give Up on Love. It's also debuting 18 years ago this week, and we've already had, in fact, 8 songs that have been debuting. We've got 2 more coming up pretty high on the countdown tonight. 2 of the biggest hits of 1966 are still to make their debut for this week. And, of course, we'll be running down the wacky jockey jottings that were written by Bill Crisp 18 years ago, as well as tell you about who the wacky DJs were in town. Follow that with our feature tonight on 4th Street, Jerry Lee Lewis's Greatest Live Show. So stick around for all the music and fun at the station for music and fun. You just call us wacky.
79 Wacky Radio.
It's 7 past 7 at the mighty 790. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown. With song 25 from the Wacky Survey for the week ending January the 28th, 1966, Keith Allison, who was with Paul Revere and the Raiders, of course, during the 60s, his version of an old Chuck Berry classic, Sweet Little Rock and Roller, a Louisville hit national bomb, never made the national charts. In fact, I want to thank Mike for that one tonight, or we wouldn't have heard that one tonight. One of those really obscure Louisville hits national bombs, and before that you heard Roy Orbison in at number 26, up from 38. The Big O moving up well with Breaking Up is Breaking My Heart. We still have the top 24 hits in Louisville for the week ending January the 28th, 66. Then our feature on Jerry Lee Lewis's Greatest Live Show following the number 1 song tonight. And we have a few more surprises, I think, coming up on the countdown tonight. Number 1 song was moving rapidly. In fact, the number 1 song had jumped from number 23 to number 1. We still have 2 songs debuting in the top 20. And that's not bad. They were some of the biggest records of 1966. Those two were. They're coming up still on 4th Street tonight. Right now, kind of a mean song. You know, kind of lay off my man kind of record. Right after we hear, pardon me, I'm jumping up one. We're going to hear the Vogues first, Getting Off Work Music. It's 10 past 7, and you're on 4th Street Countdown at WAKY. Those were the Vogues in 5 O'Clock World. That was song number 24, dropping from 12 in Louisville 18 years ago this week. Vogues were one of those groups that seemed to be, instant success. Been around for a long time. I think they started in the late 1950s. Had their first hit in 1965. Did very well through the mid and late 1960s. We'll get to that song that I wanted to jump to, the one about kind of don't mess with my guy kind of record. Right after we remind you that Liz Curtis is still making morning birthday calls, a very popular feature on her show between 6 and 10 weekday mornings at WAKY. And if you know a person you'd like to have Lizzie wish a happy birthday to, just send a postcard or a letter with the person's name, address, phone number, birth date, age, and the time to call or announce. If you would just prefer her to announce it and not call, you can send that information to Lizzie's birthdays, care of WAKY Radio, 558 4th Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202. And if you can, 2 weeks' notice would help as we return to the, well, some Motown music and just, you know, kind of keep away from that guy or else. The T-Bones, and that was, no matter what shape your stomach's in. That was number 22, dropping off from number 8. What was that, part of the old Alka-Seltzer commercial? One of those back in the mid-1960s. Did very well, top 10 record for them. Before that, you heard the Marvelettes, Don't Mess With Bill. That was 23, moving rapidly from number 39 up the countdown. So we're playing all the hits from the Wacky Super Hit Survey for the week ending January the 28th, 1966. This week on 4th Street Countdown with Leonard. We'll be running down the Wacky DJs shortly, as well as the Wacky Jockey. Jottings. Of course, our feature tonight following the number one record will be Jerry Lee Lewis's greatest live show. So stick around for all the music and fun on WAKY. And we've got song 21 from a former lead singer of the Dovells coming up next on 4th Street. Well, let's say in just about 60 seconds, so stick around.
Voting is underway now.
23 past 7, you're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown. Turn it on, girl. That was Tony and Tyrone at number 20, a Louisville hit, National Bomb, on the week ending January the 20th, 1966 in Louisville. Before that, you heard song 21. It was holding at 21 for Lynn Berry, the former lead singer of the Dovells, Like a Baby. It was the follow-up to his big record in late 1965 called 1-2-3. Well, let's take a moment and run down the Wacky Jockey Jottings for this week. These are always fun to read because, well, they just sort of ramble sometimes. It starts, "Hello, somebody." Bill Crisp taking time out from the welfare line to jot down a few notes. And if January is any indication, Bill says he might be in the welfare line for some time, as Wacky had given away more than $5,000 in January of 1966. And the boss just informed us that he may have to start dipping into the payroll to pay off. Well, Bill's fears, I don't think, came true in early 1966. He also was kidding Jim Brand about the Batman cape and outfit that Jim ordered. You might remember that Jim Brand was very, very short. Bald-headed gentleman who worked here for a number of times. In fact, he came back on two occasions to work at WAKY, very popular DJ. The Batman suit didn't fit, so Jim Brand returned it for a Robin outfit. And old B.C. would like to trade for a Batmobile if only he could muster up the $97,000 difference. Of course, all Batman terminology becoming big in early 1966. And, Bill was also giving away monster mugs back in January of 1966. In fact, he had run out of the initial supply, he says here, and he just got a new supply, and you could listen to the Bill Criff Show mornings, 5:30 to 10, at WAKY, and listen how to win your free monster mug. Some of the things going on here at Wacky 18 years ago today.
Hey!
The Beatles, "We Can Work It Out," at number 18, back with Day Tripper in Louisville 18 years ago today. Before that, the Searchers, and "Take Me for What I'm Worth," a very minor national hit, came in at number 76 nationally, number 19 up from 25 in Louisville for the week ending January the 28th, 1966. So we're continuing to count down all your favorites from this week 18 years ago, right here at the station for music and fun. It's 7:31, and we're Wacky, WAKY Louisville. Up 23 and a half before 8, you're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown, playing all the hits for you tonight from the Wacky Super Hit Survey for the week ending January 28, 1966. That was Al Martino in at number 16, up from 19 in Spanish Eyes, a song written in part by the late Burt Camfort. In fact, Burt Camfort recorded the song, I believe it hit the charts in 1965, I think under the name Moon Over Naples. Then the lyrics were added, became Spanish Eyes, became a big hit for Al Martino in early 1966. Before that, a song that was debuting all the way up in the number 17 spot, went on to become one of the biggest hits of 1966, Nancy Sinatra and "These Boots Are Made for Walking." Now, we've had 9 songs so far to be debuting for this week. That's a lot. Of course, this 1966, one of the golden years of Top 40 radio. Lots of great American hits coming out, lots of great English hits coming out, and just considered one of the prime years for Top 40 radio. And so music turned over rather rapidly in 1966. Big hit records, even on the national Top 100 charts. It was unusual for a song to stay on 8-9 weeks maximum, even though it maybe made number 5, number 6 on the charts. Nowadays, generally the big hits stay on anywhere from 15 to 25 weeks. Much slower turnover today in music. Well, the top 15 still to go. We've got lots of great artists still to come, like Elvis, the Beach Boys. In fact, we've got the version of Michelle that you just never hear anymore coming up on the countdown. We'll talk about that, as well as hear the song that was in the number 15 spot 18 years ago in just a moment on 4th Street.
We ask people...
It's 16 before 8 at WAKY. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown, playing all the hits for you tonight for the week ending January the 28th back in 1966. Just heard Luke Christie's "Lightning Strikes." That was debuting at number 14, the highest song to debut in Louisville back 18 years ago this week. And before that, Fontella Bass and "Recovery," song that at number 15 in Louisville was doing quite a bit better than it did nationally. I think nationally it went only to about number 37. Of course, that was the follow-up to her big hit in late 65 called "Rescue Me." As we continue continue to move up toward that number one record. And right now we have kind of an unusual top 40 hit for any year. A big television host in 1965. In fact, his show was on the air, syndicated nationally, until just over the past year or so. It's 11 and a half before 8 at WAKY. Mike Douglas, The Men in My Little Girl's Life. That was number 13 in holding. In fact, that song went all the way into the top 10 nationally. Of course, Mike Douglas' TV show on the air back in 1966 was still a couple of years ago. And I believe Mike used to sing with, what, Kay Kaiser's band, I think, back in the 1940s. Been around quite a while, and we've got lots of great music still to go for you tonight on 4th Street Countdown, playing all the hits for the Wacky Survey from the weekend in January the 28th, back in 1966. In fact, we've got one from the Hermits coming up next on 4th Street, right after this message. It's 9 before 8 at WAKY. Peter Noon, the Hermits. Hermits, Hermits, and a Must to Avoid. That was number 12, dropping from number 5 in Louisville 18 years ago. As we take a look at the AccuWeather forecast. Calling for increasing cloudiness tonight with a low around 18, although temperatures should rise later on tonight. For tomorrow, Monday, cloudy with a chance for light snow or freezing rain, probably changing to rain by late in the day. The high tomorrow near 34. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, still a few showers possible, the high of 36. Currently, partly cloudy skies, 24 degrees in Louisville. As we're turning our attention to song number 11, 18 years ago today in Louisville. It's 2 before 8 at WAKY. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown. Song number 10 for the week ending January the 28th, 66. Not the Beatles. You always hear the Beatles version of that song now, but that was David and Jonathan in their only major national hit. Song wasn't released by the Beatles because it was felt in England that Michelle was just too soft a song for the Beatles to release as a single release. So David and Jonathan released it and had a big hit with the record. Of course, over the years, the Beatles version gets the play now. Before that, Barry Young's only top 20 hit went top 10 locally, though. Top 20 nationally. One has my name in at number 11. Here are the wacky DJs who were in town 18 years ago this week. Bill Crisp was on morning drive from 5:30 into 10 in the morning. Jim Brand from 10 to 2 middays. George Williams 2 to 6 afternoon drive. Tim Tyler on the teen show from 6 to 9. Jack Daniels 9 to midnight. And one of the great silent voices in radio. Well, silent voices doesn't sound right, does it? Well, one of the great all-night figures, Rudy Ratfink, from 12 midnight to 5:30 in the morning on the kind of the radio jukebox, they used to call them, where they used to kind of roll the songs and then have the little automated voice come in every once in a while. And they used to have the Rudy Ratfink character. It was also drawn on the surveys and was a copyrighted figure back in the 1960s. In fact, that figure has just shown up recently again on some of the Stray Cats releases. Well, we're about a minute before 8 o'clock, ready to move on to song number 9, a group that tried to sound a lot like the Beatles. Go on, Charlie Rich, number 8 up from 14, 18 years ago today in Louisville. That was a Louisville hit and national bomb. Didn't make the national charts at all, top 10 locally. Before that, you heard the Knickerbockers in at number 9 with Lies. That was holding at the number 9 spot at Wacky for the weekend in January the 28th, 1966. As you're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown, still have the top 7 hits to go from 18 years ago, and then our feature tonight on Jerry Lee Lewis's greatest live show, going back to 1963 when that was recorded. And we want to remind you, next week on 4th Street Countdown, I'll have the Wacky Survey for the week ending January the 30th, back in 1969. Music of Phil Spector on the feature, music that Phil not only sang, of course, but he did mostly production work, of course, wrote some things. We'll have that feature following the countdown from 1969 next Sunday night on 4th Street Countdown. In the number 7 spot, moving up rapidly from number 28, an artist who always did well in Louisville in the 1960s.
I hope.
There's Elvis and Blue River, song number 6, dropping from number 3 in Louisville 18 years ago today. As you're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown, Blue River only made it to number 95 nationally. Now, the flip side, Tell Me Why, made it to 33 on the national charts. It was listed with Blue River at number 6 in Louisville for the week ending January the 28th, back in 66. Before that, Ronnie Dove's When Liking Turns to Loving. That was number 7, up from number 28, as we're heading toward that number 1 song from 18 years ago today. And then our 4th Street feature tonight on Jerry Lee Lewis's greatest live show. And we'll be telling you a little bit about where that was recorded and some information about it after we reach the number 1 song tonight. But first, number 5. Janet, Take a Ride. Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheels, the number four record in Louisville 18 years ago, the week ending January 28, 1966. Before that, the Beach Boys and seems like everybody else they could find on the West Coast that day in Barbara Ann. That was number five, dropping from number two. Barbara Ann, you know, I really, the Beach Boys version of that just really never did it for me. I like the original by the Regents, but the flip side of that song, Barbara Ann, was a song called Girl Don't Tell Me, which I think I like much better than their version of Barbara Ann, but I guess it's everybody to their own taste, as we have the top three hits to go still from 18 years ago this week in Louisville. Following that, our feature tonight on Jerry Lee Lewis's greatest live show. Stick around, that's coming up in just a few minutes, right here at WAKY. Four past eight, the number two record in Louisville 18 years ago today, My Love, Petula Clark. That was dropping off from the number one spot. Before that, Sir Doug and the Quintet, The Rains Came. That was number three, up from number six. Song that had been done originally back in 1961 by Big Sambo, which means we're ready for the number one record in Louisville for the week ending January the 28th back in 1966. Following that, we'll get into our feature tonight on 4th Street, Jerry Lee Lewis's greatest live show. First, a couple of clues about the number one song. We'll keep it brief tonight. One of the geniuses of rhythm and blues music in the late 40s and 1950s began recording quite a few songs from the country field in the 1960s. This one, written by Buck Owens, went into the top 10 nationally, but not to number one like it did in Louisville.
Hiya, Don.
Brian Clyde.
29 past 8 in Louisville. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown, right here at your station for music and fun, WAKY. Ray Charles had the number one record in Louisville 18 years ago this week with Crying Time. Well, it looks like the Raiders did in the Redskins today, 38-9 in the Super Bowl. And again, Super Bowl not very exciting in terms of the score, I guess, unless you're a Los Angeles Raiders fan. Well, that's the way it goes for the Super Bowl this year. But we've got our 4th Street feature coming up. Jerry Lewis's greatest live show on earth, recorded back on July 1st, back in 1963, down in Birmingham Municipal Auditorium in Birmingham, Alabama, part of the Dixie Jamboree of that year, sponsored by radio station WVOK and the Shire of Stars. And of course, Jerry Lee Lewis noted for his frantic performances. This one back in the height of his career doing live performances. After Jerry Lee became kind of outcast after marrying his 13-year-old cousin in 1958, his records did not really sell that well. However, his concert appearances became more frequent and became wilder and became legendary. In fact, Jerry Lee made a number of appearances in the Louisville area back in the 1960s and was just in town last fall for another concert. And after seeing him in the old days and seeing him last year, he still puts on a good show. But, of course, some of that intensity has gone over time. And so we're going to take you back to July the 1st, 1963, and hear the way Jerry Lee sounded. Now, I've arranged things so we'll be able to break this album at the halfway point tonight and keep each half of the album commercial free. But first, we want to remind you, you're listening to 4th Street Countdown right here at the station for music, fun, and of course, great oldies, WAKY Louisville.
Live from the...
We'll continue with more of Jerry Lee Lewis's greatest live show in just a moment on WAKY as you're listening to 4th Street Countdown with Leonard Yates on a Sunday night. Right now, the AccuWeather forecast calling for increasing cloudiness tonight with a low of 18, although temperatures should rise later on tonight. For Monday, cloudy with a chance for light snow or freezing rain, probably changing to rain by late in the day with a high of 34. Then for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a few showers still possible and a high around 36. Currently, partly cloudy skies, 24 degrees in Louisville. As we'll be continuing with Jerry Lee Lewis's greatest live show, recorded back on July 1st, 1963 in Birmingham, Alabama, right after these messages. This album was released, by the way, in late 1964. Stayed on the charts for about 20 weeks. Not bad for a live album, considering that Jerry Lee's records weren't selling particularly well as far as his rock and roll era was just about drawing to a close. Of course, he went on to become a major country artist in the late 1960s, and of course, still has that stature today in the music business. Well, coming up in just a moment, more of Jerry Lee Lewis's greatest live show right here at WAKY.